Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
So Ayuk is putting up big time yards. 1342 is a big time season. Mm-hmm. And he did miss one game this year. But
yeah,
16 games he did that. And 75 catches. So... Five of the six guys ahead of Brandon Ayuk had more receptions than he did targets. That's insane.
That is.
And Ayuk was right there.
Absolute insanity.
So, again, if you're Brandon Ayuk, how are you not looking at that thinking, I could put up 1,800 yards?
Right.
I want to put up, why wouldn't, if you're a football player, why wouldn't you want to go to the Hall of Fame? Why wouldn't you want to put up great yards? Maybe he will end up doing that with the Niners.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he doesn't think so when he wants to go somewhere else. The Vegas thing is crazy to me because they don't even know who their quarterback is. You know what I mean? And you
weird.
Go there with Devontae Adams. I don't know what that meant.
But well, he's from Reno. That might be it.
Maybe that could have something to do with it. But, you know, look, you put him on the Bills.
You know, which Connor is, I think, Diggs a great fit,
be there.
By the way.
It's a phenomenal fit.
Yeah.
He's Stephon Diggs. He just slides right into Stephon Diggs' numbers with the Bills. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think he puts up more numbers. I think he puts up more numbers than Diggs would.
Yeah. Yep. So it's like, it's crazy. And listen, you know, I'm a 49ers fan. We do 49ers. I hope to God they can keep it, but this is going to be something. And don't come at me with like the, oh, he's under contract. It does not matter. It doesn't matter. They have to extend him now or they're going to, if they do not get the extension done, he's not playing on a 1-year deal. So it either gets done or gets traded.
Well, and not only that, but like, I understand he's under contract, right? Unless he forfeits a season, which again, I don't think he would do. But if your goal as a 49ers fan is to get back and win the Super Bowl next season, do you want a Brandon Ayuk who sat out all of training camp and most of the preseason in a contract dispute and then finally
came in
so that he didn't get fined and, right. And now all of a sudden this offense isn't nearly as good because Brandon Ayuk isn't a focal point. And so I don't care that he's under contract. I understand that. I understand that next season he plays for the 49ers or he doesn't play for anybody. But at the same time, I don't want a prolonged holdout for the best wide receiver on the team. And then the other thing is some of what I've also seen is, well, why don't you just trade him? You'd get a first-round pick for him. And you're right. You would get a first-round pick for him. But do you know how long it takes for wide receivers to be good in this Kyle Shanahan offense?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you're getting rid of your best one, and now you're going to bring a rookie in. How successful have rookies been in Kyle Shanahan's system since Kyle Shanahan's been here? There's been one that was mildly successful, and that was Debo. And that was it.
Debo was successful.
And Debo was successful because of the screens and the slants and all the things that make him still successful today.
Yeah.
So like miss me with trading him, because I don't care if you also then draft his replacement. That replacement is not going to be at Brandon Ayuk's level next year. And that's what you need. You need Brandon Ayuk's level next year if you're trying to make it back to the Super Bowl. You know, Jarrett Bailey, who covers the NFL for a couple different outlets. I follow him on Twitter, but he had like five trades, and one of them was Brandon Ayuk to your Gumar, to the Buffalo Bills for a 2024 first and a 2025 third or something like that. And I was like, man, like he would look really good in that offense, but that's not, yeah, that doesn't work for me as a 49ers fan. That doesn't work for me. I don't care that I'm getting a first round pick back, because I'm not able to replace Brandon Ayuk and his production with, mm-hmm, with a first round pick or anybody else. You know, it's Juwan Jennings isn't doing it. Ronnie Bell isn't doing it. Danny Gray, I don't know if he still exists. I think he might, but I'm not sure. Like, right? Like, you can't not have Brandon Ayuk on the team next year if the Super Bowl is your goal. And so, you know, that's why I think this deal has to be done way sooner than Debo's deal got done. Way sooner.
Oh yeah. And yeah, there's no messing around. Because you don't have House's money. You don't have House's money to play with. You're not the Patriots who were able to, you know, we're going to walk away from Richard Seymour. We're going to let Ty Law go because, you know, we've won titles and we have House's money. We're going to let Tyreek Hill go in Kansas City. Well, you have the greatest quarterback, but still, we won a title. You know, we can make a move like this. We could try.
Right.
It didn't happen this year. You don't have House's money. And honestly, next year, the window's closed with this core. Can it extend after? I keep saying, sure. If you replenish guys and Purdy ends up being, continues to improve, absolutely, you can still be in the conversation. But with this core, it closes after next year. It's open a little bit. Sure. And I'm sorry if you don't want to hear that. I'm sorry if that makes you mad. I'm sorry if you don't agree with me. You got 1 year with the core, and then it's that particular window is closed. They may build a different window. Some of those guys may build a different window or replace that window. But some of the people that are currently in the core aren't going to be there. It's just that simple. So you don't have the house's money to say, like, we're going to trade Ayuk for a first because we have a Super Bowl ring and we can take a step back, or not even a step back, but retool for a couple of years, figure stuff out, because now we have that ring. We have that title. It didn't happen. Did not happen because you can't block. And because of, I don't even want to get into it and everything else. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
So you had your opportunity. You caught the Chiefs in what people thought was a down year, at least offensively. Now, if you're going to run it back, you got to run it back. And Ayuk is one of those guys that you have to run back, because you're trying to get to a fifth NFC championship game in 6 years, which if you don't have a Brady or a Mahomes is really, really, really difficult to do.
Yeah,
it's already unbelievable that the Niners have done 4 and 5 years with two different quarterbacks. That is unheard of, unbelievable. It's crazy what they've done. In 7 and 13 years with 4 different quarterbacks. That is insane. Insane that they've done that. And a lot of credit to them. It shows you how hard it's going to be again next year when you don't have that elite, elite, elite level QB.
Yeah.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I mean, and you look at the NFC and you just think the Packers are going to be better than they were this year. The Lions are going to be better than they were this year. The Eagles are retooling with Vic Fangio as defensive coordinator. And, you know, I don't know what that offense will look like, but it's got playmakers like Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown and DeAndre Swift. And, you know, it's hard to think that they won't be good. And Dallas is bringing in Mike Zimmer and, you know, they were good already last year, but they, you know, I'm not super worried about them. Seattle hired the guy that kicked your ass on Christmas Day. Like, it's not even a guarantee that you can win the division next year. The Rams are going to be better.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing, man. It's not. This was the year, man. And I don't want to harp on it.
But it's
the fucking year, man. Damn.
Look, we're, I always say, like, we're very, you know, try to be honest on the show. I always say what I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I said a million times this season, like, yeah, they're all in. And like, I feel real good about this year. I feel mm-hmm. real positive. It didn't happen. Where I am next year, a lot of things are going to happen between now and September. So we'll yeah. see. You know, we haven't even hit free agency in the draft. Who knows what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. But it's so hard to get back. This team is a year older.
Yeah.
They had really, I mean, they had some injuries, but overall they had really good health. It's going to be difficult, man. I'm not going to pick the Niners. I'm not.
They're going to be without Greenlaw for the majority of the season.
Yeah. There's no Greenlaw. Hufanga's coming off an ACL. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be really hard, mm-hmm. really hard. Not saying they can't mm-hmm. do it. Still going to be a very talented team. Still should be a yeah. playoff team, but it's going to be really, really hard. And yeah, I don't know, man.
You don't need distractions like Brandon Ayuk holdouts and things like that. That's the whole point is I don't care how things have happened in the past. I don't care that Kittle signed his extension in August. I don't care. Like, you've got to do things differently because it is literally the last stand
mm-hmm.
for this core. This is the last stand. You can't just do things the same way. You got to do something different. And that's going to be, I hope that they do.
That's going to be the theme, I think, of the offseason as we get into a lot of offseason things is where I agree with you. With the core, it's the last stand. And you got to fix the interior of the offensive line. You have to get a right tackle. You don't have any defensive ends. You don't have any. You need somebody to bookend other than Bosa, I mean, on the other side of Bosa.
Right, right.
So you need somebody to bookend Bosa. You need another run stopper. You're going to need somebody to replace Dre Greenlaw. You need another mm-hmm. corner. Probably need another safety. Like, they have needs now. Like, mm-hmm. there's things now. Like, we're not going to the draft anymore. We're like, oh, depth. Let's go. Like, you got some serious needs. Serious yeah. needs.